This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Ski patrollers, and paramedics at Loveland Ski Area have filed a petition to unionize. CPR's Skeena Sieg has more.
With 70% support. A press release from the United Professional Ski Patrols of America says low wages and dangerous conditions have led to constant turnover at Loveland. Ski patrollers at several Colorado resorts have unionized in recent years, including Purgatory and Breckenridge. And ski patrol at Aspen's four resorts have been in a union since the mid-1980s. But the vast majority of the state's ski areas are not unionized. In Grand Junction, I'm Skeena Sieg, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up last month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 13% when compared to December. The program received more than 1,800 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. January reports included a person reporting that a student threatened a school shooting. The student is receiving counseling, parents were notified, and disciplinary action was taken. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a bill at the state capitol would explicitly ban corporal punishment in Colorado's public schools. While Colorado law doesn't currently outlaw physical punishment by school administrators or teachers, there's no recent evidence of it occurring. A warm-up is coming for the Front Range. This is CPR News.